And that was Jessie J, Domino, and that was specially for Ella Jackson, who is in the studio with me. Good morning, Ella.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Good. And I've got a mum, Maxine. Maxine's in here today.
Hello.
We're going to talk today about Life's a Celebration, because that is your business, and it's to do with party
boxes.
Party boxes, that's what you call it. Just to say that, again, did I say Jessie J was yours, Ella? I did, didn't I? Yeah, it was your track, that, because you chose that. Your mum's got a different one for later. We'll play that later. Yeah, what I invited you to come up to talk about your party boxes, because it is quite a novel thing to be doing from concert, because it's, you know, from the northeast. I love northeast businesses. And what I wanted to know was, we'll talk later about the party boxes specifically for the Jubilee, but just as a sort of general background, what is your background and why did you get involved in it?
I was actually working for One North East, and obviously knew I was going to get made redundant. This was sort of just over a year ago,
right?
And Ella turned six, and when I asked her what she wanted for her birthday, all she would say was a musical statues party. And so I thought, well, I can do that. And I set about organising it myself, and it really came unstuck when it came to trying to organise everything. And there's so many businesses out there that do all the party stuff, but there's nobody actually out there that will just box you up a party and send it out to you.
Right.
And that is literally what I do. So from kids' parties, I do all different parties in the range, to be honest, and they all follow the same sort of simple format in that everything that you need to have a party, from the decorations through to the tableware through to the party bags, it's all in there and it's all boxed up and it's sent out.
And you just open it when you get there, and you obviously you don't provide the food.
I don't
put the food in the boxes.
No, I don't.
But I suppose that's so we've got to do something of our own, haven't
we? Well, I do for some of the product range, for example, like the baby shower parties that I do provide recipe ideas in there like finger food and that sort of thing.
Yes, good idea. And so you got involved. I mean, did you get a grant from One North East before they dissolved?
No, I didn't.
Not many people did at the end, did they?
No.
So you've had to do it on your own. And so you've been working from home?
I have been working from home, and then on the 1st of April we decided that enough was enough. It was taking over our lives, and everywhere you looked in the house there was
Boxes
and party plates and all sorts of things. So we decided on the 1st of April we moved out into our own offices, and it's great, and it's really productive.
So does that mean you can now shut the door when you go home at night?
More or less. I mean, you do still work on a night time, because I've got this thing that self-employed, if I'm not working, I'm not earning.
No, it's true,
So, yeah, it is nice to be able to shut out all the party stuff and not have it in the house, but the laptop's always on and always working, as I'm sure Ella will tell you.
Is that right? Does your mum work too hard?
Yeah, sometimes she just needs to have a break.
And I heard you had one yesterday playing board games. That sounded like fun.
Yeah.
So you've been going about a year, and how has it taken off? I mean, and how did you promote yourself? Because it's from scratch, you know.
Yeah, it has been really hard work, I'm not going to lie to you. We started with the children's parties, and it was always the sort of intention to do the children's parties and run that for about a year. And we always had in the back of our mind that we were going to look at the sort of milestone parties for grown-ups and the baby showers and the hen parties, but it was always viewed as a longer-term thing.
Right.
But when the business started, people liked the concept so much with the kids' parties that I was quickly being asked to do all sorts of different things. So that was kind of brought forward maybe a little bit quicker than we expected, but obviously we're here to cater for what people want, and that's what we do.
Yeah. I mean, in some cases, you would sort of do forward planning like that and hope that it might happen, but in fact, it's happened, which is, you don't have to think about it now, it just does it.
Yes.
I suppose you have to think, but there's a lot of planning.
We are always thinking of new party ideas, aren't we, Ella? And we've always tried and stay one step ahead of the game, like, for example, with a Jubilee party boxes.
Yes, we'll come on to that in a minute. You mentioned just before the, well, Jessie was on, actually, and that was for you, Ella, just in case you've forgotten, that you went, was it last week, to see Theo Paphitus, is that right, from Dragon's Den? What was that about?
It was 2 weeks ago today. We drove down to Birmingham, and what he does is every Sunday he has something called Small Business Sunday on Twitter, where you send him a tweet about what your business does, and he retweets six of his favourites. and I was one of them. Mm. And he picked me back in, I think it was August last year.
Uh-huh.
And he decided that he was going to do a big event for everybody to get together in Birmingham and meet him. And he was genuinely just such a lovely fellow.
And where did they hold that?
It was Edgbaston at the cricket ground.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. And were there a lot of people there?
There was probably about 300 people there, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. And was it a good networking opportunity?
Yeah, because it was the chance to meet people that you speak to on Twitter all the time, but you have no idea what they look like or who they are. So, yeah, it was great because I met with lots of people.
Did you seek people out then?
Yeah.
So I bet there was a lot of tweeting going on beforehand, was there?
There was. Well, at one point, before he came into the big room where he was answering people's questions, there was a big screen on the wall with his Twitter feed, and so everybody was obviously tweeting and
uh-huh, really?
It was great. It was a really good day.
So have you found that Twitter does work?
A lot of my things do come through social media, so the likes of Twitter and Facebook, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm starting to see a lot more website traffic now because the name is getting out there.
It's feeding it.
And it's feeding it now. So I don't do as much on Twitter and on Facebook as I used to because mm-hmm. I just don't have the time anymore.
No. I do sometimes wonder because I've got a small business where I started off doing a bit of Twittering, but I've only tweeted 126 times, so that really just shows that I'm not into it enough.
Yes.
But I don't think my business needs that particularly, but I did try it. And when I see people who have tweeted thousands of times, is that you?
That would be me.
That was you.
Yes.
But not now, because
I still tweet a good few times a day. Oh, yeah. And I talk chat with people. Just to keep it going. Yeah. But it's not anywhere near as much as it was.
So when Theo came in, what was he talking about?
I was stood by the door and he walked in and I didn't realise he was stood right behind me, and I sort of turned around, you know, when you're aware that somebody's sort of looking at you, and mm-hmm. I turned around and he was literally stood right there.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about anything. You could ask him anything that you wanted to.
Did he not present?
He did.
He
mingled at the beginning, and then he stood up and presented for a good couple of hours,
mm-hmm.
and then he made sure that everybody got their photograph taken with him as well.
Very good. Uh-huh. And did you feel, did he come away sort of invigorated?
Oh, absolutely, totally motivated. He obviously has a lot of charm.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that's helped him progress in his business.
Yes.
Uh-huh. 'Cause, I mean, I hadn't heard from him before he was on Dragon's Den, but he was obviously a very successful businessman.
Of course, yeah.
Uh-huh. I love that programme, actually. Do you still watch it? Obviously.
I try to,
when you can catch it. So let's move on to the Jubilee Party, because mm-hmm. this is what people are doing. I mean, our business... one of the other businesses is doing a fun day. I don't know whether we need boxes or anything, but mm-hmm. we're thinking about it. Our village is doing something. Mm-hmm. So when I saw your email come through, I thought, yeah, there'll be a lot of people out there who have kind of been thinking about it, probably had to book things by
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
But can you give us a few sort of pointers and just tell us what we should be looking for and what kind of things you'd recommend people do?
Okay, the first thing that we were saying to people is make sure you get started nice and early,
mm-hmm.
and try and involve as many people as you can. So if it is going to be a street party or something that's community based, try and get everybody involved, because that's what it is. It's for the community,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great event for the nation to kind of get together.
Mm-hmm.
What people need to be aware of is there are different regulations involved, and I'm no expert and I would never claim to be an expert. So if somebody is looking to do some kind of event, it's always worth having a chat with the local council just to make sure that they've got all the insurances covered and all the licenses mm-hmm. and regulations. If they are planning to sell tickets for anything or sell alcohol or include like regulated entertainment, it's mm-hmm. always worth having a chat with the council about something called a temporary events notice.
Mm-hmm.
And
does that give you licenses?
I think it does, and it's for up to, it allows you to carry on what they call licensable activities for up to 96 hours.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So check with your council about that, or there is a really good page on the Home Office website called it's homeoffice.gov.uk that has everything on it. Another thing that people should always bear in mind is if they are holding some kind of raffle or selling tickets for something like that, it's always worth having a look at the Gambling Commission website as well,
mm-hmm.
just to make sure
you're covered.
Yes, mm-hmm. just to make sure that you're covered. And that's the gamblingcommission.gov.uk.
So these are government organisations,
yes.
So they should be definitely right, shouldn't they?
Well, one would hope so. speak to the council, just try and get as much advice as you possibly can, just to make sure that all bases are covered, because mm-hmm. you don't want to be getting into any trouble.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's never too late to go back and have a look, even
absolutely.
If people have sorted things out.
I think in terms of the temporary events notice, I think you've got to send them the information or something about 10 days before you're looking to do what you're looking to do.
Mm-hmm. So there is time.
Yes, and because it's a longer weekend, it goes from sort of the Saturday to the Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a think about when you're actually looking to do all mm-hmm. the celebrations.
Mm-hmm. And what about... the sort of things that you've heard people are doing, have you heard any interesting ones? Or is it generally street parties?
It's generally street parties and garden parties. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of inquiries for garden parties. Uh-huh. What I am saying to people is always make sure that you've got a plan B, a wet weather plan, because mm-hmm. we know what it's like in yeah. this country. So
nothing like a gazebo.
Yes. Uh-huh, make sure that that's covered as well.
Well, I mean, were you around for the last event last year with the wedding?
I was, yes, and it wasn't so grand in the afternoon where we were.
It wasn't so grand all day for us. We had a very wet day.
Yes.
But we still celebrated.
Oh,
we
yes.
We sat with our anoraks on
yes.
at night and listened to a singer who it was very good, you know,
yes.
outside. We had a cul-de-sac party. We don't
okay.
live in a cul-de-sac, but we got invited.
Okay.
Which was very nice
yeah.
to be invited to a cul-de-sac. And so that was kind of... it was an all-day event. I did. Not many people did it, but we wore our hats from our own weddings.
Oh,
like
did
our,
you?
Our veils. I had a hat
oh,
veil.
Oh, that's
thing.
A really good idea.
And, it was 30 years ago. And still there. Still lying around, you know. It's still lying
Is
around.
It?
I had it in a box, but then I took it out, wore it, and never put it away. And I don't wear it often, no. It's a bit dated. Yeah, so that's... and. I mean, children's parties, are people doing things specifically for children, do you think, or are they doing it as a family day?
I think
day?
They're doing it as a family fun
mm-hmm.
day,
yeah.
and there's a lot of people sort of getting, not opening their street up as such, but opening the gardens in the street.
Right. Uh-huh.
So one thing that I am saying to people is make sure that if you've got children in other people's gardens, that if your garden has a pond in it or something like that,
yeah.
that the parents all know what the potential hazards
yeah.
are, just in case.
Yeah, you never. I wouldn't have particularly thought about that, but just getting back to your company, because I mean the types of things that you produce for the Jubilee,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a little plug, what are you offering?
It basically is a Jubilee party in a box. Everything
right.
is in there, from your bunting through to sandwich and cake stands, plates.
Are these
flags.
Plastic ones?
It's all plastic. Some of them are reusable. There are plastic reusable trays that are in there. There's a massive great big 9-foot by 6-foot flag, which is obviously reusable.
Right.
The bunting will all be reusable because it's like a waxy plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I also put in there games packs, so that there's games ideas for people if they've got a lot of children and
mm-hmm.
adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also put in there some recipe ideas for things that you might want to think of that are a little bit different
yeah,
as well.
Uh-huh. That's yes. good. And what about you, Ella? Are you doing anything special on that day?
Too sure.
You're not too sure yet.
We're not. We're not sure what we're doing yet for the Jubilee. Depends mm-hmm. on how busy we've been and what we managed to get done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's. I should imagine you've got a lot to think about
yes.
business-wise, and
yes.
you'd maybe hope that one of your neighbours set something up for you. You can maybe provide a few bits and pieces for her, but
yes.
Hopefully somebody else will do it. Right. So well, that's good. I mean, it's interesting. I'm particularly interested about Theo. I mean, that's a bit of a coup to get
oh, yes.
to see him.
He was lovely.
Just another point about that, were the businesses that you tend to tweet with, were the people in that kind of audience, were they small businesses like yourself, or were there bigger businesses involved?
It's small businesses only.
Is it?
Yes, he calls it Small Business Sunday, so it's literally
right.
just for the smaller end.
One
of
man
market.
Band,
yeah.
maybe a couple
yeah.
of employees
yeah.
or something. Yeah. So I take it you are the one man, one and a half man.
Well, there's me and there's Ella and then there's Daisy the dog.
Oh, Daisy helps, does she?
She does. She's got her own bed in the office and everything, hasn't she?
What kind of dog?
A black Labrador.
Oh, so she's quite a big dog. Uh huh.
Mm.
Uh-huh. She any good at packing boxes?
I would say she's good at sniffing them.
checking them out. Anyway, that's great. Thank you for coming.
Thank
I
you.
Hope you have a lovely day in Alnwick today. See
Thank
what you,
you
can find in and about. And I hear you're going down to the sanctuary after that.
Yeah.
Drop some boxes off and maybe see an animal or two. I think there's
well,
some
Well, we've already been there, but I think we should go again because
oh.
I really liked it.
I think you can't beat going to see little animals. And I think there are some little baby animals around, some meerkats and things. So I'm going to play this next track. This is for Maxine. And this is Owen Paul, My Favourite Waste of Time. You didn't think we'd have this, but we do. Lionheart has a lot of tracks in their sleeves. So I'm going to play this one for you. And thank you for coming.
Thank you.